The latest COVID update from the Simcoe-Muskoka District Health Unit, published April 13, includes 14 deaths and 2 new hospitalizations. All 14 of the latest deaths reported were Simcoe County residents, including a man and a woman between 65 and 79 years old, 8 men over 79 years old, and 4 women over 79 years old. 2 people died between March 20 and 26, and the other 12 people died between April 2 and 19. Testing has captured 1,054 new COVID cases in the region since the last update on April 13. Because testing is not available to everyone, case counts are underestimated. The case data included in the latest update may be incomplete as there are some issues with the provincial lab reporting feed. Some tests collected on the weekend are also still being processed and will be added as they are reported to the health unit. The health unit reported 54 deaths in February, 25 in March, and 18 so far in April. There are 16 people from the region currently hospitalized because of COVID-19. This number does not include people who were hospitalized for other reasons and also test positive for COVID-19. Since the start of the pandemic, the local health unit has confirmed 41,943 cases of COVID-19 with 39,900 of those cases recovered and 462 cases ending in death. Of the deaths reported by the health unit since March 2020, 401 were COVID-related, 51 deaths were not related to COVID-19 but the person tested positive, and for 10 of them, the cause of death is unknown or pending. To date, 83% of the population aged 5 years old and up are fully vaccinated with 2 or more doses, and 18% of the region's total population, including children, is unvaccinated. There are 40 active outbreaks in Simcoe-Muskoka, down from 48 outbreaks on April 13. The current active outbreaks include 20 in institutional settings, hospitals, long-term care, retirement homes, 12 in congregate settings, group homes, shelters, and 8 at child care centers. A list of outbreaks is available on the health unit website here. According to monitoring of the region's hospitals by the health unit, about 58% of the region's ICU beds are full and about 32% of the ventilator beds are occupied. Acute care occupancy is highest with 84% of the beds in the region currently full. Here's a look at the Ontario COVID update for April 20. The Collingwood General and Marine Hospital is reporting as of April 20, there are 10 COVID-positive inpatients at the hospital. This can include people admitted because of COVID and those hospitalized for other reasons who also test positive for COVID. There was an outbreak declared in the medical unit at the Collingwood Hospital on April 11, but it was declared over on April 20 with a total of 4 patient cases associated with the outbreak.